BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show. He's our tech head coach, Talvin Helster, doing big things. What up, T? How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm doing good. And you? How's everything been going?
Hey, it's going good, man. January, halfway through the season, all-star break around the corner, man. So, I'm looking forward to things, brother.
I hear that. You going to Utah?
Never. that's my week off.
I hear you.
Hey, we have a game on the 15th. I don't come back to the 23rd. So,
I got you. I got you. Enjoy your time.
Now, next year in Indiana, I can't do that in Indiana. But I got you. Utah, I can say, nah, it's a little too far, a little too cold.
Yeah, I feel
you. Give me a week off.
I feel you.
Because it's rare I get a whole week off.
Right.
Especially from September to April. Mm-hmm. I get a day or two, but never a whole week just to be myself.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be my time.
I hear you. Get away a little bit.
No doubt. I need to, brother. I need to. If you've been reading reports, man, you'll know why.
I hear you.
Yes, indeed. Well, man, how's it been going, man? You know, 10-8 so far, man. You know, you're doing your thing, man. So, seeing your team come together in jail, man. Talk a little bit about that, brother.
Just continually to grow. We've lost a lot of close games. I think we've lost one game over 9 points. I mean, this year, and just learning to win close games, learning to be tough every possession, learning to value every possession the same, whether it be the first possession of the game or the final 5 minutes. It's kind of learning to value them all and understand that you got to be locked in for 40 minutes. But that's the maturation process of a team. You know, a lot of people say, well, you got a lot of returners. Well, I said, no, I got all new guys because I'm new and everything we do is new. And so everything we do is predicated on learning and how to be more efficient and get better at what we're doing. So it's going good.
And you know what? Fans are saying that T is like this, bro. Like, it's possessions, man. Like, it's not coaching. It's not talent. It's possessions and execution. And like you said, every year it's a whole new team. That team has to find its way. You can't go, well, last year, nah. It's every year. It's a whole new team, whole new dynamic, whole new roles. Mm-hmm. And guys have to play the right way when you present it with those last 5 minutes or listen here and there where don't get you a free throw, block out, get your rebound, make your rotation, make that shot, make that extra pass. So all that is new each year, and that's what determines games, not whether your X and O's or a talent. It's really just what I just see.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I was watching the game last night. I won't say the two teams, but one team had a 5-point lead with about a minute to go and ended up losing in overtime. And I bet they wish they would have had a couple of those possessions back late in the game in regulation. They probably could have came out with a win. But, you know, it's just about, you know, that's a maturity thing and growing. And we're learning to navigate that as a team right now.
No doubt. And I feel like it's going to help you down the road, Talvin, because doing it now, better than doing it in March when it counts and in that tournament. So learning the lessons now is better than doing it in March. So I feel like it sucks it's happening to you guys, but I go through it earlier rather than later when it really, really matters. I think it's helpful now to teach you off the tape and show guys from film session, hey, this is what we got to do.
Yeah, and keep us hungry, to be really honest. Like, our league is a grind. Conference USA is, you know, when I was assistant, it was good. It's probably better than it's ever been. FAU jumping in the top 25 this week and got another win last night. North Texas is really good. You know, Western Kentucky, Charlotte is better than they've been in a lot of years. I mean, the league is a grind. And somebody asked me, well, you got a tough schedule coming up. I said, I don't see an easy week. In the future, probably till the season's over, to be honest with you. So it's just about getting better and enjoying the process more than the result. I think if you handle the process right, the results usually take care of themselves. So we're fighting every day. We're fighting for culture. I always tell our guys it's a way to do things, and I'm gonna set a standard and a bar, and we just have to reach that every day, and that's everybody in the program.
No doubt, because I feel like that's the key to Talvin, is a standard, man. Like, standard is the standard. We have to meet that every day. We can't worry about our opponent. We worry about if we do what we're going to do, take care of our business every day, it'll work itself out. We're getting better. We're putting in the right hours in the gym, getting up shots about coaches, taking care of our bodies, watching the film, doing all the right things. Because I know I've always been told this in my life, my dad's a coach, do the next right thing. And that will make your team better. That'll make you better. Do it for your team.
That's what discipline is. It's learning to do the next right thing. That's what toughness is, learning to do the next right thing.
No doubt. And you know what, guys in your position, like getting a young man to understand the scout, understanding what we're doing, knowing who a shooter is, knowing who the crasher is, knowing who the sixth man is, knowing who the flasher is, knowing these things, knowing what they do, because the eye of the scout don't lie. And I feel like that's the hardest thing for college kids to understand is the scout. Having that, what we'll call it in the NBA, game plan, the discipline every day. And so it's like that part right there, that mental game, you might have to tell on the court, but the mentality, other people scout too. So you know your game get better as well. They got stuff on you as well. We got them on them, they got it on you too.
You know what I try to tell our guys all the time, don't be a guy that's on their scouting report. And you know, sometimes we look at our scouting reports and we put on it, you know, sleepy defender or, you know, relaxes off the ball. What do they say about you? What do they say about you? And you want to eliminate those things from your game by being a guy that gives a lot of energy and effort every possession, every play while you're on the court. And so we try to look at those things. And like I say, I'm a firm believer in your confidence comes from your work. And I know you see that at that next level in the NBA, that the guys that put in the most work are the guys that are reaping the benefits the most. So,
no doubt. You see, like you said, what's good about, I was about the Hawks, you know, the guys who don't play go through extra practice about the guys who play. Like, they're out there with Nick Van Exel, with Joe Prunty, Jamila Miller. They're out there winning it, scrimmages, like getting stayed in shape, conditioning, pregame, they're out there grinding. So when we had injuries early in the year, Tal, our guys who were so-called the 9 through 14 guys, they were ready to play because of the work they put in when they're not playing.
No doubt. Their confidence came from the work, and they did it 1,000 times over in practice. Like, it doesn't happen because you can do it in the game and turn that switch on. So those guys were prepared.
No doubt, man. And I'm seeing you look at your guys, man. You got six guys who are shooting three very well, who played good minutes for you. Talk about being able to spread the court like that, man, and giving driving lessons. You know, in college, you're walking with the zone up real. In the NBA, you can't really do it. You can do it, but you can't. You know, in your game, you can really zone up. So having guys on defense get you some driving lanes there, hitting the three on the driving kicks, man. Talk about that, man, how that really helps your team, brother.
You know what? I think shooting percentage a lot of times comes down to shot selection, you know, and a lot of people have good strokes, but they shoot bad shots. I think some of our guys could have better percentages, but, you know, every now and then they take that flyer, they hit a couple in a row, and then they start kicking their leg and taking shots off the bounce. But what we try to do is create gaps, because, like you say, people can sit in gaps in college. We try to create bigger gaps for guys to get downhill and create space and opportunity for them. And we have a saying here, the paint touches are for your teammate. And when we get in the paint, we think we're really elite at catch and shoot threes 10 toes to the rim. Where you're shot ready, you've done your shot preparation, we get a paint touch for our guard, whether we kick it out immediately or we patient pivot till we find open shooters, and then we're locked and loaded and we're ready to let it go. So we just try to repeat the processes and the things that we do good. And I think we are good at some things. We try to hang our hat on the defensive end and score as much as we can early in the shot clock, because as we know, the numbers say the first 10 seconds when defenses are set up is easier to score. So we want to do that as much as possible. Also, I think we have been pretty decent offensively this year. I think we got to tighten it up on defense and rebound a little better, and I think we'll get better as a team.
No doubt. You know, I see, and that's something that's very key, too. I know in our game, we kind of send four and have to send one back. But I know in college, it's more so you send three to crash and two back. So it's like that group rebounding offensive and defensive as well, because the rebounding finishes the possession. Like, I hear Coach Nate all the time. He says, finish the possession, get the rebound. Finish the possession. That starts our possession. So that's so key. And having a group rebounding as well, everybody needs to rebound it. And the more you rebound, the better you're going to be on both ends of the floor, and helps you get in your offense and get you defensively closing the offensive possessions very well.
No doubt. Defensive possession doesn't end until you get the rebound. You can play as good a defense as you want, and then once you get the rebound, you can go. I felt like this past weekend when we lost the game, our first shot of defense was unbelievable. It was really good. I just felt like we gave a team way too many second, third chance opportunities, and we ended up getting beat, so it hurt us.
No doubt. Talk about this time with Kobe Williams. Talk about that young man, brother. What he's meant to your program this year, man. What he's been doing on the court for you, on and out the floor.
You know, a extremely talented young individual, blazing quick speed. He's shooting the ball better from three. I think he's one of those guys, I said, if we get the right shots, I think his percentage will even go up a little more. He's very hard to guard because of his speed and his quickness. And then the thing about him, we talked about your confidence comes from your work. He practices like that every day. So he's a kid that every day his motor's on. If he has a Ferrari, putting that pedal to the floor. You know, I always tell some guys they got Ferraris, but they drive it like a Kia. But he got a Ferrari, he drives it like a Ferrari. And then in game time, I don't think he's shocked. Plus, he's experienced. He's been here. It's his time. He's played with some really good players. When I was here as an assistant, we won a championship his sophomore year. We had Kenneth Lofton Jr., who's now with Memphis, on that team. And, you know, Kobe had to take kind of not a backup role, but like a support player role on that team. And now it's Kobe's time. He's taking advantage of it. He's doing the most with it.
No doubt. And Keaton as well, man. Keaton as well, Talvin. He's been doing really well for you as well, playing off Kobe. Talk about him as well, man. I feel like that 1-2 punch really helping you out a lot as well.
Yeah, you know what? Keaton's an unbelievable shooter. He's one that you can probably let take a step back every now and then, too, because he shoots the ball so well. We try to keep him, you know, we talk about effective field goal percentage and what he's elite at, and we try to get him as many shots as we can. We try to drive down his back to see if people help off of him. We try to put him opposite so that we even have a post touch or get him on the opposite side of the floor wide open, try to stretch the defense. Like I say, those two guys have really a lot of freedom offensively. I only ask them a lot of the time is like, you got to give me the effort and energy on the defensive end of the floor. And I think your offensive abilities will take over for themselves.
No doubt. You can go 8-9 deep, which is very good. So, and we don't want to talk about this, injuries as well happen. So have guys who've played and experienced comes in handy, like, well, the Hawks as well, because we mentioned the Hawks as well. So I might be able to go 8-9 man deep and trust these guys to play. You may find combinations each game that will work against a certain opponent in case you get that scenario where you need, you know, everybody on your roster who can actually play.
No, you're right. Well, we're 8 or 9 deep, but I still think, you know, we need some of our younger guys to be consistent. They step up, but it's, you know, it's a guy here, a guy there. I think if we can get some more consistency, and that doesn't come in the games, it comes in practice, it comes in your work ethic. And that's the learning, the maturation process of the game. You know, the younger players, I'm sure rookies have that trouble in the NBA where they played off talent their whole careers in college and in high school, and now they got to outwork people that are just as talented as them. So we're trying to get more consistency from our bench. And I might move some pieces around, maybe put some firepower on the bench so we can have something coming off to help us as we go forward in our future games.
You're right, Talvin, because, you know, like you was up on our team, Johnson, what to do? Dude, 6 foot 10, talented guy. Last year he was in the G League all year long. This year he's getting DNP CDs because he's behind Okongwu with Capella at the four. But Adrian Griffin's son, comes in, he plays. So it's like they got Tyrese Martin from UConn, a great player at UConn, in the G League with Collins Park. You can't get even scratch a rotation. So it's like you said, man, well, she got work ethic, but they work every day though. They work at it though. They're not hanging their heads, they work at it. So seeing them young dudes, like you said, man, going to a level right there, man, just, hey, these guys better than me. You gotta beat their level. Putting that work every day to get better so you can be in our 8-man rotation.
No, no doubt. And, you know, for us and as college coaches, to get them to play hard and to get them to learn that they got to get better is sometimes a challenge because, you know, sometimes we're the first person to ever told them the truth, that you got to get better. And we're the first person to told them, yeah, you're not as good as you think you are. But it's not a knock to them. It's that we know there's a lot of people out there that are just as good. And that if you put in the work and you put in the energy and the effort and the time into it, sometimes special things can happen.
No doubt. Talk about West Kentucky. You got them coming up. Now, you got them coming up here. Rick Stansbury does a great job to have been at Mississippi State, Texas A&M. You know, that dude can coach. So talk about what you see on film for Rick's team. And they got that tall kid, man, setting the paint, man, 7'5", man. Yeah, how you going to get around that guy, brother?
They got an elite guard in McKnight who averages 17 a game, who's different. You know, you got a lot of, you know, we played other guards that shoot it well, whatever. He's a very methodical guard with his movements. He's actually a really good post player at 6'1", averages 4 assists a game. When he gets in the post, the team gets better because he can score in the post with his size and his footwork, but he can also spray that thing out, which makes their shooters more deadly. So we got to be able to contain him, keep him under control and get a plan for him. But also, they do a great job of protecting the rim. Everybody talks about Sharp and his shot blocking ability, but what they don't talk about is altering shot ability. He alters a ton of shots. And so we got to get him away from the basket and do things of that nature. We got to get him up and down the floor, try to score before the defense gets set. We got to play inside to play out. And then at the end of the day, we got to bring the physicality. If we can do those things, hopefully we can become successful.
No doubt, Marbo. It's have a good talk to you again, my brother. I'll be cheering for you, don't you, my guy? I'll be cheering for you, brother. So I'm happy for your success, man. Keep up the good work, man. And keep grinding down there and rusting, brother.
Appreciate you so much. Thank you. Anytime.
Anytime, my brother. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.